Hey, Mort, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
My name's Chris. I live in South Carolina. Anyway, there's three types of love. There's agape and there's philo, but my wife says she doesn't love me as far as eros. I'm probably pronouncing it right, but anyway.
I'm sorry, Chris. Chris, can you can you come a little closer
Sure.
and speak a little slower? I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay. I know there's three types of love. Agape, philo, which is brother love, and eros. My wife came to me over 13 years of marriage. It came to me and said, "Listen, I don't love you like I should, like a lover." She moved downstairs, and so I don't want to be one of the 6 month or year out and still be living together and not be friends or not be lovers. So, what do you recommend for me?
So what's your question?
The question is, how.
I guess let me help you formulate the question. I think what your question is, your wife is basically saying that your marriage lacks passion.
Yes.
Let's not get into all the Greek words. Many people are not familiar with them, and the truth is, I think I even forget which one is which, because
yeah.
I don't speak.
Well,
I
right.
don't speak
The,
Latin. And
yeah.
actually, I said Greek. I guess it's Latin, right?
That's Greek.
What?
It's Greek.
It's Greek. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, basically what your wife's saying is that your marriage lacks passion and that she doesn't have that kind of sexual attraction towards you that she should have for her husband, correct?
Yes, and she wants to go
okay.
find it somewhere else, but, in 6 months or a year, it's going to be over again,
What's going to be over again? You mean she's
Well,
going to be in
the passion.
she's going to find herself in the same situation where...
Exactly.
Is that right? Right. I mean, you're correct about that, although... I doubt that she's on this call, right?
Oh, no, I'm on Lone Track, Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, right. So, look, I think the whole program is an answer to your question, and let me explain why. I mean, let me tie that into the specifics of your question. The whole program is an answer to your question because physical intimacy is the natural outgrowth of emotional connection between a husband and a wife, between a man and a woman. The reason why passion or physical intimacy fades in a relationship is because the emotional connection and the vulnerability and the emotional intimacy fades in a relationship. I mean, in the beginning of a relationship, the passion is often strong for a couple of reasons. One, because there's just certain physical chemistry very often between two people, but also because the emotional intimacy is usually very strong and there's a deep connection in the beginning of a relationship. It's not something that's achieved. It's really a gift. It's easy. It's that falling in love experience that's just a natural, spontaneous reaction. And, it's very easy for the physical intimacy to sort of come along with that. But in time, as a relationship evolves, it's common, because people don't know how to maintain that emotional connection, it's common that people become roommates rather than soulmates. And at the same time, that initial chemistry between the two people becomes old, and so the physical intimacy has really lost its spark for those two reasons. Now, there's really nothing you can do to sort of reignite the chemistry that occurs physically between two people in the beginning of a relationship. However, you can rebuild the emotional connection, which gives birth to a new kind of physical intimacy and chemistry and physical connection. And by the way, this is not just from my own personal experience, and this is a little personal, but I'll share it. But it's not just from my personal experience. It's also from having helped others achieve what I'm about to describe. The level of passion and physical intimacy and sexual satisfaction that comes in a mature relationship where two people have been through the ringer with each other and come out on the other side better and stronger and deeply emotionally connected is so light years beyond any level of passion or sexual intimacy that could be achieved early in a relationship. I mean, obviously there is a certain sense of excitement, you know, early in a relationship, a physical excitement. But once again, the physical energy, the passion and the romance and the sexual energy between two people in a mature, highly evolved relationship where two people are really emotionally connected and constantly cultivating that connection has a special quality to it. It's hard to describe, but it has a quality to it that is really, it pales in comparison to the energy that you have early in a relationship pales in comparison to it. And so, now I realize you're in the Lone Ranger track, your wife's not listening to this, but nonetheless, it's still the right answer for your question for you, because, you know, the quality of your relationship is not just dependent on her actions, it's also dependent on yours. In other words, you unilaterally can change the momentum and have effect on your relationship. And that's why I say the whole program is an answer to your question, because what you need to do is devote yourself to reconnecting with your wife, devote yourself to building that emotional intimacy with her. And in time, she will warm to you, and she will begin to join you in creating that connection. And then from there will be born a new passion and new sexual energy. And I tell you, again, I speak from both a personal and a professional perspective on this. You know, people think that when the sexual energy between two people dies, that it's dead forever. And it's just simply not true. It's just not true. I know it feels like it's true. I've been there. I know what it's like to be repulsed at even the thought of laying a finger on my wife, no less being physically intimate with her. I know what it's like. And I know that in the moment that you feel it, there's just, it's hard to even imagine that sexual and romantic quality could be reintroduced into the relationship. But again, I speak from both a personal and a professional perspective on this. It can happen. It does happen. And it's not magic, by the way. It doesn't take any degree of luck. It really is skill. It really is a skill. And that's why I say, Chris, that the whole program is an answer to your question, because I feel that I'm teaching the skills here. And if you employ them, I think it'll have an influence on your wife and eventually motivate her to begin to employ them. And then from there, the romance will return.